First of all, great Yashukayach to Erwin. That really, I would say...
I just want to double check to make sure something...
Exceeded expectation. And I'm telling you, if I could get the kind of attention when I'm speaking that you get when you're speaking, I'd be doing very well. Okay. In Parshas Kisavai, when we have the Parshas of the Brachas and the Kvalais, and Hashem says that when you're keeping the mitzvahs, then there's a whole bunch of brachas, and when you're not, then there's all these klalais, and the overall theme of the parsha is very, hard to miss. The mitzvahs are good for us. But there's a particular phrase that comes in the brachas and in the klalais, which is not at all clear just what it means. It says, in the brachas, it says that... that when everything's going great and you're keeping the mitzvahs, then Hashem will make you a head rather than a tail. And conversely, in the Kolos, it says, when you're not keeping the mitzvahs, it says about your enemies, that then the other side is going to be the Reish and you're going to be the Zanov. So we have this image, this metaphor that the Torah uses about the Reish and the Zanov of the head and the tail, and not so clear, obviously, what exactly it means by that. But what's particularly interesting about it, of course, Parshas Kisavai, this Shabbos already, we're getting very much into the mood of the Yom Nerayim. I mean, even us Ashkenazim, the Ashkenazi half of the table here, that has not yet been in the mood. I mean, the Sephardim have been doing tshuva for weeks already. That's why they're on a much higher madrega. But we've been still like indulging in Olam Haza kind of things. But this Matzah Shabbos is Slicha starts for the rest of us. And we're already quite into the Yom Nerayim preparations. And this expression, the Reish V'lei L'zanov, occupies a prominent place in our Rosh Hashanah. When we have the simonim at the table, Yom Tov night, so we have the head, the different minhagim, the head of a lamb, the head of a fish, and there's Yehi Ratzai, Shniel Reish V'lei L'zanov, which is modeled directly after this. That expression comes from this pasuk. So what does the pasuk mean? What do we mean when we talk on Rosh Hashanah night about Shniel Reish V'lei L'zanov? You know, when the Rambam talks about Tkiyas Shofar, okay, that's one preparation that even the Ashkenazim take seriously. And we've been blowing Shofar all month, every morning after Shacharis. So that gets us a little bit into the Yom Tov spirit, especially if you know the Rambam. Because the Rambam tells us that when you hear the Shofar, you have to know that Shofar is telling you something. There's a message in the Shofar. It's not just sounds. And the message of the Shofar, the Remez Yeshba, the Rambam says about the Shofar is, Uru Yeshenu Mishinaschem, that those that are sleeping, wake up from your sleep. V'akitzu Nirdamim Mitardimaschem, and those that are, it's another word for sleep, slumbering, arise, arouse from your slumber. My youngest son got a Shofar earlier this week. He was in a Judaica store, he got a prize, he wanted a Shofar. So he has a new Shofar. Next morning, when it was 7 o'clock, it was time to wake up, I went into his room and just gave a blast to the Shofar. That was, you have the Shofar, listen to its message. So the theme of Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, the theme of the Shofar is about being more awake. There's a minhag that is brought down in Paiskim, comes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, "Man de domich bereis shata, domich mazlei." That if somebody domich mazlei kulei shata, I think is the lashon. That it's saying you're not supposed to take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The words of the Yerushalmi are that if somebody sleeps in Rosh Hashanah, then his mazel is going to sleep all year long. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Mazel sleeping. So there's a it's symbolic, right? It means to say, obviously, that it's not a good thing. You're not supposed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean at night. It's interpreted to mean during the day. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down various coolness about this. The famous line in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that yeshiv batal ki yashin dami. That if you aren't doing anything productive, then there's no point in staying up. Staying up and wasting your time is as good as sleeping. So one is very much encouraged to spend your time in Rosh Hashanah pursuing worthwhile things, learning Torah, saying Tehillim. There's a chashuv a minig of saying Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. If a person is brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim, there's a minig to go through the whole Tehillim twice over Rosh Hashanah. There's 150 prakim in Tehillim. You go through it twice. It's 300 prakim. Is the gematria of kaper. It's a kapara. There's a lot of good things that a person could do with his time in Rosh Hashanah. But you're not supposed to sleep if you could avoid it. You're not supposed to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. The Yerushalmi says that mind the dumbach for yeshata. It's a bad thing. So Pais can bring down the Bach brings down from one of the Rishonim, one of the not so well known Rishonim, Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, who was a Talmud of the Rashba. And there's a sefer with his drushes, and in the drushes of Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, he writes that this idea of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, the lashon of the Yerushalmi that his mazel goes to sleep, that's all just terminology. What's really the idea? The idea is because the theme of the day in Rosh Hashanah is uru, is being awake, is wakefulness, and so the going to sleep is antithetical to the theme of the day, because the theme of the day is all about being awake. So we have these the remez, the message of the shofar is Uru Yisheni Mishin Haschem. We have this minig of not taking a nap on Rosh Hashanah to bring out this idea that Rosh Hashanah is a day of being awake and not being asleep. Now, what does that mean? When the Rambam says that the message of the shofar is to be awake, you know, I'm awake when I'm awake, I'm asleep when I'm asleep. I sleep 8 hours a night. The Rambam is actually very happy about that. The Rambam writes that, you know, that sleeping 8 hours a night is a nice idea. So the Rambam is not telling us to get less sleep. This Uru Yisheni Mishin Haschem is not really about sleeping per se. It's about living sleepfully versus living wakefully. What does it mean to live awake? And what does it mean to live asleep? So, I wanted to share with you a line that the Chazanish writes. It's really a very, very valuable line. The Chazanish says that all of the Midas Ra'is could be boiled down to one Midah. You know, there's a lot, you know, you open a sefer like the Aruch HaTzadikim, so, you know, there's a whole list of different Midah Yisrois, right? There's Gaiva, there's Kas, there's Taiva, there's stinginess, there's greed, there's selfishness. A lot of Midah Yisrois that we could identify, that we could relate to. The Chazanish says that there's a central core aspect of Midas, that all the Midas depend on this. And his words, more or less, are as follows. Has nachas darkei chayov al mahalchom hativiyim. That means, in plain English, allowing things to just flow naturally. Meaning to act, to behave, to react, in whatever way just happens naturally. As opposed to thinking before you act. If somebody, what the Chazanish is telling us is that if a person is not giving thought to how he's going to be, then inevitably his worst self is going to come to the surface. Everybody has a better self and a worst self, and if a person is giving thought to what he's doing, to what he's choosing, to how he's living, then he has a chance that his better self is going to come forward. But there's always the more natural reaction. There's just going with the flow. For example, you know, doing what other people are doing. When you're deciding what to do, so there's giving thought to the ways and, you know, the weighing the cost-benefit of a particular course of action. And then there's just seeing what everybody else is doing and do what they do. Or, what did I do last time? Whatever I did last time, I'll do that again. Those types of decision-making processes are called living asleep. Living awake, it means that I'm not really thinking about, it doesn't interest me what happened last time or what everyone else is doing. I'm choosing what to do based on giving thought to what's the best thing to do now. And what the Chazanish is saying is that to the extent that a person is awake, then he's going to be his best self. And therefore, that's the core of all the Midas Tovos. And to the extent that a person is just allowing things to flow naturally, whatever reaction just happens first, whatever course of action just presents itself to his head first, that's what he does. So that's going to lead to a person's worst self coming forward, because all those natural instincts like greed and selfishness and jealousy and gaiva, those are very natural. So if a person is just allowing natural things to happen, then his worst self is going to come to the top. But if he's always giving thought to and making sure that he's in charge, he's not just letting life happen. There's an example of, right, two ways to travel. You could travel by bicycle, you could travel by train. What's the difference? When you're traveling by train, you're just a passenger. Someone else is in charge of where to go. There's a conductor of the train, and he's taking you where to go. And traveling by bike means that you're, at every moment, right, there's no one there but you, and every turn and every acceleration and deceleration is all because you decided to accelerate, to decelerate, to turn right, to turn left, and nothing happens without your forethought. Living wakefully is like riding a bike, and living asleep is like riding a train, like, or a bus, like it says on the side of the buses, come on the bus, you can go to sleep. Right? The bus is a symbol for that. So I think when the Torah uses this expression of L'Rosh V'Lei L'Zanav, when we say on Rosh Hashanah, Sheniyah L'Rosh V'Lei L'Zanav. So if we think back to the brown snake that Irwin just took out, right? A snake has a head and a tail, and not just a snake. Again, obviously, Irwin knew that I would be saying this to our Torah, that's why he brought a snake, but it could be a dog also, right? Any animal that has a head and a tail. So you know the difference between the head and the tail? Wherever, let's think about a dog, right? Wherever the dog goes, his head goes and his tail goes, right? They're inseparable. They always go together. But let's say the dog goes from where he's sleeping to the bowl where he's going to eat. So his head goes there and his tail goes there. If he walks around the block, his head goes there and his tail goes there. But which one is bringing the other? The head is the one that decides where to go, and the tail is just following along. The head is the one, even though, again, we don't, not that a dog is our muscle of great deep thinking, but we don't have tails. But within the muscle of the animal, the head is the part that's doing the thinking, and the tail is always just following along. Where does the tail go? Wherever life takes him. Sheniyah L'Rosh V'Lei L'Zanav. That we should always be in charge of what we do. We should be riding the bike. We should wind up in the place that we decided to go to, like a head, and not wind up in the place that forces of nature or life just took us, like a tail. That's the expression that we have in Parashat Kisavo, and that we say also in Rosh Hashanah, and that's the message of the Shofar. Uri Yishenu Mishinaschem, V'Kitzu Nidam V'Mitar Demaschem. That the Shofar calls on us to live more wakefully, more mindfully, so that we wind up being the head and not the tail. Good. Okay. All right. Now, I guess our schedule from here. Thank you.